This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I was thinking here when you talk about making your databases and your evidence freely available, and are you listening, MUFON and National UFO Reporting Center? You open source it. You let people work on the database file, improve upon it, you know, get more categories in there, make it work better for everyone. I guess you'd still want to have a central point where the final version is posted, so it's consistent, but have a way to feed the input. Anyone who's done open source software can probably set up this infrastructure, you know, in a day or so. But that sounds interesting, doesn't it, Erica?
It does, you know, and I would love to, I mean, I just want to be a part of doing any of this because we have to get all of the data in one place. I know that Barry Greenwood and Jan Aldrich and that team, I mean, they've been archiving really important documents for decades, and they're trying to get all of those archives in a location so researchers can have access to that. And that's the type of stuff that is really profoundly important and will make a difference because we can go back and put the pieces of the puzzle together and start making connections and seeing things in a broader perspective.
No. But I'll tell you, the younger generation's coming up now with just so much data available. I'm sure some creative analyst is going to come along and start pulling gems out of the data. Obviously, there's always a garbage in, garbage out scenario, but I think you can comb through databases looking for particular key elements and cut to the chase, I think, in a variety of ways that may be diagnostic. I think the work of Ray Stanford, he's starting to come up with things to look for within real optical, you know, legitimate optical data and evidence. And once you start predicting results, then you're challenging the scientific community to refute that repeatability that you're demonstrating. So, you know, people like Ray, I think, are on the right track. They're actually looking now at principles that they're having success at showing how they're operative in real AAO, anomalous aerial object, as Ray prefers, or UAP or UFO type optical data and information. So I think it's great, you know, being a millennial or, you know.
Yes, and I think the cool
right
thing,
now, they're so blessed, you know. God, all I had was Tinker Toys, an Erector set, and Lincoln Logs or something.
You know, and I think there are pros and cons of having either of those, you know, technology or not. I mean, we kind of lose a lot of our intuitive abilities the more technology we get thrown our way.
Right.
We kind of we lose those interpersonal skills. But I think that with the advancement in the technology, the cool thing that we've seen is the fact that you can get, you know, night vision, infrared technology for a fraction of the cost. And so this is allowing people to, from all over the world, to go out and on a fairly regular basis videotape anomalous things. And so I've been, you know, working with a few other people to find a network of people that do that. And then what our goal is to try to develop protocols so each of these people all over the world can have specific things that we're doing when we're videotaping this. And then
hey, if you know somebody that has an extra third gen monocular, C-mount monocular, Sedona could use one.
That would be so cool. I mean, we could hear too, but right. I think that it's this is where we need to go. We need to start making connections with people who are really excited, who have the equipment, who want to go out there right. and learn not only about our natural world and space, but learn about all of these cool things. And I just have to say that I love the work that Erling Strand and his team do over in Hestalen. And that's yep. really important yep. that not only the data they've collected over 30 years, but the fact that they're taking college students out there for science right. camp
right.
to teach them how to use equipment.
Oh, they have been doing that for decades too.
Yeah, and that's how we yeah. need to address this. We need to get people excited, and they yeah. can use technology to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why, you know, the San Luis Valley Camera Project is so important. And, you know, unfortunately, we're now falling behind the curve of technology. All our tech is now obsolete. So why go through all the effort and energy to put up stuff that's now, you know, five generations old? So, I don't know. It's always something. It's three steps forward, you know, two and a half steps back. But time marches on. It's cold up there now, so.
That's like, true.
Yep. Yeah, it's cold up there. But, it'd be great to team up with you and go out on some cases. You know, next time I'm up in your area, maybe we can go visit the basin.
A
couple of places
awesome.
Up there I'd like to check out, because I've always thought that the ranch is a bit of a red herring. I think there's a lot more interesting stuff going on further south.
Well, let's do it. I just, you know, I've got a truck and we can just head to the hills and mm-hmm. get the camping gear and all the equipment. I've been, you know, just getting more and more equipment as the days go on, and I think it'll be very interesting. And I think too out by in the Dugway vicinity around there, you know, there's also some right. interesting stuff that we see. I don't know how close we'd want to get, because I don't necessarily.
Well, what I was thinking is the area around Green River. Mm-hmm. That area north along the Green River, north of 70. And then also the area just south of Green River, kind of on Highway 24 around the San Rafael Swell. That's where I hunt for Agatai's bone down in that area.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah. So what I'd probably do is is drive up. You ever been to Sago Canyon there? Those wonderful petroglyphs, those guardians.
Yep. That's so cool. Let's make a plan. We need to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe later in the summer we can go cause some trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Causing trouble. Great. That's my middle name.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a middle name, so of course it has to be causing trouble.
Exactly.
That whole stretch of the green going up north of 70 there. There's some really major activity always going on up in there.
And there has been for a long time.
Yeah, that
would be interesting. I'll have to put do some more research and get some more cases, because that's typically an area that I've been so focused on, the Salt Lake Valley, and then kind of more towards in Duchesne County and things like that. But
right. It's kind of a hole in the data.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We have a place to get to right now. And lots more questions from our listeners of our guest, Erica Lukes. By the way, next week we'll be featuring Kevin Randall with his new Roswell book, where has he recanted his theories about Roswell? We'll find out. With Gene, with Chris, Erica, You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Please check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. That's where you learn about the Paracast Plus, where we feature the commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio, After the Paracast podcast, Other Side of Truth, audio and video recordings from Paul Kimball, and lots more. The price starts at $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month, and you save even more if you go for longer-term subscriptions. For the year, for 5 years, for the rest of your life, and we're going to be around for a while. The show has been here for 10 and a half years. We've got lots of plans for the next 10 and a half years. With Erica Lukes and Chris O'Brien talking about their travel plans to do investigations, we're also inundated with questions from listeners. Chris?
Yeah, we've got a few here. Again, I think most of this is talking about percentage of gender balance and all this sort of thing. And I really don't think that that's, like I said before, I really don't think that those, correct me if I'm wrong, those aren't really the issues that you are addressing, correct, Erica? It's not so much gender imbalance in terms of sheer numbers. It's more of an attitude and an actual ability to actually be taken seriously and heard, wouldn't you say? Yeah, would that be more of the nature of your concerns?
You know, I think both of them are valid concerns. I mean, we definitely don't have a lot of women in the field. We need to get more in the field. And I definitely think women aren't coming into this field because they're not necessarily taken as seriously as they should be. And oftentimes people are very quite sexist in this field. And that's not everybody, but that is has been seen. And many other women have talked about that. And those are things we need to be cognizant of and we need to address. And I think that people that are prominent in the field need to, and organizations, they need to enforce ethical behavior and fair treatment for everyone.
Well,
isn't that also a kind of a society problem still, unfortunately?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it is.
It is. Well, you know, it kind of gets into more of a personal thing here, too, when people are saying, well, you know, I don't really want to go into some of this, kind of creating value judgments here, but for instance, SRL, who's been posting here, 6 years, he comes out every now and then and posts stuff. And he says, viewed by many as primarily an entertainer performer, does your guest care if she is believable, or does she opt to disagree or disregard the critical lenses in presenting narratives that may advance her career? So, you know, I guess that gets into where the investigator researcher hat comes off and the radio host and radio show personality hat goes on. And it's something that Gene and I are constantly dancing underneath a variety of hats. And if you're presenting this type of information to the public, you are in essence entertaining them. So, I don't want to sound hypocritical here at all, because I understand and I get shellacked all the time for being, taking it easy on people and not really pinning everybody's ears back, like coming after you and say, well, you know, all this stuff about equality and blah, 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 and, you know, come back with anything that is not supportive of you, would be what I think a lot of people would be wanting to hear. And I really refuse to go there because I know when you and I have talked about this already, and now we're revoicing our concerns, that this is a real issue, and there's no way that I am going to sweep this under the rug and say, no, there is no good old boy network that's preposterous, poppycock.
Right.
Knowing darn well that there is. I've been totally slammed by the good old boys network and the good old girls network. In some sense of the word as well. So,
yeah, it's interesting to me that it's almost like you're I guess, punished because you enjoy or are good at something. And to me, it's like when I, because I spent my entire life doing voiceovers, I was, you know, a professional singer. I mean, so I am comfortable doing stuff like this. And when that's a skill set that I have that I feel I can utilize to get information out, to make the public more aware of this, to right. create a dialogue, then, you know, if I'm, I guess if certain people would hold that against me, I guess that's their own problem, because I'm using my skill set, as we all should, to make this a better situation for all of us. And I don't know. I mean, you know how it is having a show. I mean, I know with my radio show, I mean, I pay to have my show.
Yeah.
I pay to do this, to bring
yeah, exactly.
people out there so I can expose people to new researchers or people that aren't talked about a lot that have good, relevant information to share. So it's just, it's funny. And I think the more I'm, you know, you get into this and you get, oh, I don't know what, kind of just attacked by about things like that, you just think, okay, well, I'm doing the best I can. And I know that I'm behind the scenes and dedicating a lot of time, as I always have since I got into this, to researching this in ways that a lot of other researchers are not doing. So I know what I'm doing. And I think, Chris, you know, you've talked to me, you understand what I'm trying to do. I think anybody that knows me understands what I'm trying to do, and that's good for me.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of it is just, it's absolutely thankless. And, you know, you really do have to be at peace with what your motivations are. If your motivations are anything but pure, you know, if the motive is pure and the means correct, you have a, you know, and you're lucky, you have a chance to be able to do a proper job. If there's any sort of wobble in the motivation, in the force of motivation, then forget it. You're rapidly going to become your own worst enemy.
The force is with us because we need to do this, Rick.
Yeah.
And so get out your lightsabers.
Yep.
Gene, Chris, and Erica, you're in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so was that an accurate sound of a lightsaber?
Yeah.
Think
or
so.
Or a bug zapper.
I just wonder, though, in the Rogue One movie where they take a dead actor who's been dead for, what, 30 years, Peter Cushing, and he plays a big role in the movie.
Oh, really? He was the original general, wasn't he?
And he's in this movie by having somebody about his size and physique. And they use motion capture.
Right.
And dubbed over a photograph of Peter Cushing. And then somebody imitated his voice. Weird. Anyway, that, of course, was greeted by total silence there. Which most things I say are these days, you know. As you get older, the respect level just goes down.
What can I tell you? I didn't get a chance to go see it. I went and saw Arrival. We've never talked about what I thought about the movie Arrival.
That's a good movie, actually. I just saw that last week.
Yeah. I really rather enjoyed it. I thought it was intelligent. Of course, the ending, spoiler alert here, the ending left a lot to be desired and is rather, implausible and kind of like, oh, man, that's the best you can come up with. It's quite highly implausible, the ending, but it works for Hollywood.
Now, of course, when you're watching the woman who was the scientist here, the linguist, does the fact that she also plays Lois Lane in Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, etc., she's not typecast anymore.
No. Amy Adams is a very accomplished actress, and she's very good in this, very believable. I've never seen her in any other Superman type movies, so you're asking the wrong guy. I've only seen her in good dramatic roles like this.
Okay. Well, of course, then your mind is not corrupted by the presence in those movies.
Yeah, exactly.
But some really top-notch actors appear in superhero films, and they go out, get nominated for Academy Awards and everything. Yes, by the way, my son and I did see Rogue One, and I thought of the Star Wars kind of movie. It was quite well done. I enjoyed it more than Force Awakens. But that's just all I'm going to say about it, because, Chris, you'll probably never see it.
I'd like to. I try to see all the Star Wars movies on the big screen. I think I missed a couple of the ones where it got really dark. You know, the ones in the early 2000s to mid-2000s, or like 2006, 7. A couple of those I missed, but I've seen most of them in the theater.
Well, a lot of people are, as we are talking and doing the show. The movie has grossed worldwide $817 million.
Wow.
So Disney is making a lot of money from the billions they pay George Lucas for Lucasfilm.
Right.
Is it nice that somebody is making money?
Yeah. And J.J. Abrams, I think, isn't he involved?
He was not involved in this particular film. He did Force Awakens. And his production company has done stuff. But his production company, that's Bad Robot Productions, is also doing the Star Trek films. I am not a super fan of the work of J.J. Abrams, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Some more questions from our listeners?
I guess. You know, it's all basically pretty much the same thing here. It actually, because you didn't put your foot down and say, just ask questions, it basically is now breaking down into people discussing points brought up by the idea of addressing women's role in ufology. Of course, it's sparking lively conversation on our forums.
It is. That's good. And I did notice, because I'm just in the forum, and I just want to say that I love the comments that everybody makes in there. I really think they're pretty awesome, and I learn a lot from them. But I know that there was one person that had not really heard about the American Airlines case. And
that's one that I was going to ask you about. And also just ask about Utah cases in general. And you know, having had your finger on the pulse of the report process there for a number of years, what turned you on about the areas there, and what type of work do you think we need to be doing there?
So what we have noticed in my former assistant state director of MUFON is now my research partner here, and we've gone through thousands and thousands of cases from the MUFON database from New Fork, and we have identified specific areas where there's sightings clusters. And particularly, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, there are places in the Salt Lake Valley that seem to be kind of on the periphery of the valley. You've got the copper mines. You have the Bonneville Salt Flats, or the Great Salt Lake, the International Airport, Hill Air Force Base, and Dugway. And so the sightings are frequently in these areas, as they have been for decades. And we have a couple different cases that I know, actually more than that, where you have pilots coming in and out of the international airport that are seeing objects. And I have actually one case where I had a friend of mine who's a talk show host, Pat Daniels, who has Fringe Radio, and he is a ham operator, and he was scanning police frequencies one night and overheard a pilot or a member of the flight crew coming over Nephi, the Nephi area, who had reported that there was, in the first transmission, a large object that was keeping pace with his plane, a large orange object. And then, you know, when I talked to him after he told me about a couple of these transmissions, and he was, after listening and scanning frequencies for a couple decades, he said he'd never heard a conversation like this.
Yeah, what? Give us a time frame.
So that was back in January, January 14th, and it was
of this year.
Of this year, or 2016, and so it was about 2:08 a.m. And I got a hold of him and was able. I mean, I know that he's a solid human being, and so we got in to the ATC website, and we were able to scan through or listen to different frequencies, and we were able to obtain a portion of that conversation that he was referring to, which further validated what he was saying. And it was from there that I called in Bill Puckett, and we were able to track down the air flight that was in question. And we submitted a FOIA request for radar, audio, and the tower logs. About 8 weeks after we submitted the request, we amazingly enough did get back a portion of the audio,
wow,
which is available and on the UFOs Northwest website. And we also obtained some pretty significant radar, which was curious. And I don't know if you're familiar with William Puckett, but he's done work in this field for 15 years, and he worked on Stevensville. And his thoughts were, after he analyzed the radar, was that this was the most extraordinary case that he'd seen with regard to radar data. And the interesting thing and a great thing for us was that the two towers were so far away from where the sighting took place that we were able to safely rule out any anomalous propagation and things. And so it was a great case. And I will actually, on my UFO classified website, I'll put the audio that we obtained. And a portion of that was redacted, which is interesting. And then also the radar analysis. And that I'll put that on later today so everyone can see that.
Now, I want to tell you, listeners, unlike the guest last week when she said she's going to update her site, she will. Erica Lukes, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. exceed the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
I like the way you're just perky there.
Well, thank you.
And alert.
It happens.
Right. You know, occasionally I'm trying to stay awake, too. This is late for me. I'm kidding. I'm not that old yet. I don't have to go to sleep every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, man. You sound like help. I've been living my life here the last 3 weeks. I wake up and I don't know if it's 6 in the afternoon or 6 in the morning.
Wow.
I'm panicking going, what day is it?
You sound like a musician. Good Lord.
Well, I've just been battling this respiratory infection. And, of course, I have to get up at the crack of dawn when I'm driving. So I have to time all my lung sessions with my nebulizer and all. Everything has to be timed. So it's getting better, though.
You've got to admit it's getting better, right? It's getting better all the time.
Yes, it is. It can't get no worse.
I knew he'd do that.
Yeah.
I gave him the opening.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about some of the cases that you became involved with during your time there as a state director of MUFON.
This was, I mean, an exceptional case, and because you had so much evidence to back it up, somebody a crew, an airplane, and that's reliable witnesses. They don't take this lightly, and so that was wonderful. It was wonderful to have the radar and all of that. And to me, it's just important, but it's only a small piece of what's happening. So that's when, a case like this, I'm going back and I'm looking through all of the old cases, including a Blue Book case, and I'm hopefully going to be writing a paper on all of the correlations that I am making here. There's also another case that was a mass sighting in 2014 here, a daylight sighting that took place on October 2nd, and then the next day there were reports all over Colorado. It was very interesting to see the same types of white spherical objects. They were seen over the Salt Lake Valley. There were 5 to 7 of them hovering, some witness accounts say, upwards of an hour, and then departing really quicker than an airplane could, behaving in ways that it's just not possible for conventional aircraft. Again, I requested some radar information and received unreadable text format back from the FAA, which was interesting to me.
Well,
perhaps a little telling.
Thanks for your cooperation.
Again, it's like you look at a case like that, and I'm still getting people coming forward about this case, and then you start looking at some of the other cases that were coming into MUFON and we're still receiving now of the same types of objects. What are they?
Yeah, they're very common in the Rocky Mountain states, especially Colorado, Utah, these silver spheres. And, you know, sometimes they are helicopters seen at just the perfect angle for the sunlight to, you know, bloom out of control, hitting at the right angle with a convex, curved windscreen on these helicopters. I've got footage from our beta run with the San Luis Valley camera project where a small two-man helicopter comes into frame, and it's about the first second you can tell it's a helicopter, and then the sun hits that perfect angle, and the light just blooms into this perfect silver sphere that then shoots across the frame. And all I would have had to have done is cut off the first second and then show just the silver sphere, and it would be some of the most amazing daylight footage you ever saw.
It's interesting. Did you have to go through a process of ruling out, okay, what is the conventional explanation for this? Well, blah, blah, blah. There were some interesting things, and there were people that, some investigators that thought they were Googoloon balloons, which I believe disproven, because first of all, the Googoloon wasn't launching balloons in Northern America at the time. They wouldn't be launching objects that were in the flight corridor for the international airport.
No.
Their balloons, they typically didn't launch 5 to 7 of them. They are subject to the wind patterns, currents, and they don't hover in place for upwards of an hour and then move the way these objects were seen. And they also have transponders. And there was no transponder data.
Exactly where they are.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, right there, that takes the Googoloon off the table. And then you've got the fact that witnesses were talking about them over the NSA, which is the most highly restricted airspace in the world.
Right.
you know, so there are all sorts of interesting things about this, but we really felt that we kind of put it through the paces. And there was much more to the story. And then you add in the fact that you're not getting the correct information from the FAA.
I was going to say, you're unable to, let's say, put a Freedom of Information Act request in for anything having to do with the NRO, which is that one agency that nobody ever talks about. And they're the ones sitting on the gold mine of data. They're sitting on all that satellite data that's being accumulated every second of every day. And the National Reconnaissance Office. Look that one up, folks. I asked John Alexander, how come you never mentioned one time in your book on UFOs, the NRO? I didn't. No, John, you never mentioned the NRO.
So it's really kind of like Jackie Gleason in the days of the Honeymooners.
I didn't. That was great. So, I don't know. You know.
One more question, folks, before we let Erica leave with Elvis in the building.
Yeah.
All right, Erica, what are your plans for the future here to help get things together in this crazy quilt field?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, it will involve a lot of therapy, perhaps some prescription medication. I don't know. Not really, but... I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing, which is reaching out to different people all over the world and trying to compile information, trying to come up with new strategies for researching this. And I hope that I can encourage people to take a different look at this. And I hope that I can encourage people to behave more ethically. And when there's something going on in a field, it's always important to look at both sides. And at the very least, if you're adults, you can reach out and talk to the other person about things to clarify things. And I think that we all should try to do that. And I hope that we can. I really am positive for the future.
Erica, would you tell our listeners where they can find more information about what you do?
Yes, you can go to UFOclassified.com, and I will be trying to update that. And I'm always on my shows and talking about the research and things that I'm involved in. And I will be speaking at the UFO Congress coming up in February, which will be good. And you can find a link to that on my website or find me on Facebook. Send me a message.
Of course, that means she has to buy lunch for me and Chris. That's it.
I will.
Okay. We'll look for the best restaurant, not the most expensive. We're not really like that. In any case.
I'm excited to see you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You can also find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Also look for 2 official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for us on the GCN network. And by the way, you know, that's the network that has Alex Jones as their most popular act. On the online streams, the last week we've been among the top 7. As we do this show, we're among the top 3 most popular streams at GCN, which means lots and lots of thousands of people are listening to us. But we offer a special deal for everyone. It's called the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. What this means is you get a commercial-free version of this show. You get the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. Say that 5 times fast. You also get Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth and more content coming. Prices range from $1.49 a week, and then we offer monthly subscriptions, annual, 5 years, lifetime. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, where we explain it all. It's been a blast, Erica Lukes. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you. It's always fun. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.